To the people of Madian, we sent their brother Shoaib, and he said, O my people, worship Allah. You have no God but Him. Do not give short measure in weight. Although I see you in prosperity today, I fear for you the scourge of a day that will encircle you. O my people, give full measure in weight in all fairness. Do not defraud people of their goods and do not spread mischief in the land. What remains with Allah is better for you if you are true believers, and I am not set up as a guardian over you. They said, O Shoaib, does your Salah command you that we give up all those deities whom our forefathers worshipped, or that we have no right of doing what we like with our own goods? For sure, you are the only gracious and righteous man left in the land. He said, O my people, you see, if I have a clear sign from my Rabb and he has given me good sustenance from himself, how can I then be a party to your evil and unlawful practices? I do not want to oppose you in what I am forbidding you. I desire nothing but to reform so far as I can manage. I cannot succeed except with the help of Allah. In him do I trust, and to him do I turn for everything. O my people, let not my dispute with you bring upon you the doom similar to that of the people of Noah, or of Hud, or of Salah, nor are the people of Lut far from you. Seek forgiveness of your Rabb and turn to him in repentance, for my Rabb is indeed merciful and affectionate. They said, O Shoaib, we do not comprehend much of what you say. In fact, we see that you are a powerless person among us. Were it not for your family, we certainly would have stoned you, for you are not strong enough to prevail against us. He said, O my people, do you regard my family to be more powerful than Allah? You have disregarded him totally as a thing cast behind your back? Surely my Rabb encompasses all that you do. O my people, you keep on doing your way, and I shall keep up mine. Soon you will find out what receives the disgraceful punishment and who is a liar. Wait, if you will. I too am waiting with you. When our judgment came to pass, we delivered Shoaib and those who believed with him through our special mercy. A mighty blast seized the wrongdoers, and they lay dead with their faces down in their homes by the morning, as if they had never flourished there. Behold, like Thamud, gone are the people of Madian.